October 24, 1944, was the 1052nd day of America's participation in World War II. It was a Tuesday. The day may have dawned like any other grimy day of the war, but on that particular Tuesday, 2,600 Americans perished, more than the 2,500 Americans killed at Normandy and the 2,400 killed at Pearl Harbor. The losses were 9 times the average of 300 fatalities per day, far outstripping what everyone had come, albeit reluctantly, to think of as normal. This is Rhonda Simmons, and in this podcast series, I'll be taking you behind the scenes of the stories of American fallen from that day and featured in my book, No Average Day. They were, for the most part, seamen, corporals, and privates, small men and women by many standards. But I hope you will realize, as I did, that their deaths were not small deaths, that they were not average people, and that that Tuesday was indeed no average day. The first American soldier to die that day did so at a Japanese prisoner of war camp. Private First Class Paul Miller knew he was near death. His breath was shallow and slow. His fingers were stiff and unresponsive. He knew he would not return home or see his family again. But hours before dawn broke, he harbored one bright thought. He would not be forced to labor in the mine when the guards came for him. The last to die perished minutes before midnight aboard a landing ship returning from the Philippines to its base in New Guinea. Far below deck, Seaman Wanza Matthews was settling in for the night. His thoughts turned, as they often did, to his mother and father and what he might write in his next letter home. Then, in an instant, everything changed. An Imperial Japanese Navy submarine attacked, and while it failed to sink the ship, it sent 22 men, including Wanza, to their deaths. No Average Day will be in bookstores in October 24, but until then, I invite you to tune in every 2 weeks for a new episode about Paul Miller, Wanza Matthews, and the soldiers and sailors that fill the book's pages. Just visit my website, ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com. See you next time.